This matrix equation is almost always going to be a full matrix, because we've lost, in this approach we've done, we've lost all this natural nearest neighbor structure. Our expansion functions are just some odd function, they're nothing, not necessarily anything special to do with the equation. There is no reason why all those integrals aren't non-zero, and so you naturally get full matrices with every element non-zero. So this method is certainly not only applicable to computational electromagnetics, it just happens to be used very commonly in that case. So one comment we have here is that the computational electromagnetic, this so-called method of moments, is extremely expensive. Because if you expand in terms of n functions, and you invert the matrix or solve the equations, the amount of work goes like n cubed. On the other hand, if I take the differential equation and discretize it with n grid points, with the very best methods, I can get a solution which goes like n, and even with the not so good methods, I have solutions that go like n squared. So these are extremely inefficient methods compared to classic or the finite difference methods. The reason you use them is that for this class of problem, electromagnetic problems, finite differences works very badly, or at least can work very badly. The reason being that for the wave equation, the solution oscillates, because they're waves, and waves oscillate. Whereas for Laplace's equation, which is the problem we use, Laplace's equation has slowly varying functions, very smooth. So the wave equation has wavy solutions, and if you do finite difference on wavy solutions, it's not terribly surprising you might get relatively unreliable answers, especially if you have to solve over a large region. So it has been found by experience that these spectral methods or method of moments are much more reliable than finite difference approaches. And so the dominant way of solving Maxwell's equations was by using such spectral methods using direct solution of the matrix equations, even though the computational work is very high. And the number of this actually, I think it hasn't changed a lot. The number of equations you get from this can get up to about 50,000. So you're solving 50,000 by 50,000 full matrices, which are quite big matrices. So you're expanding your solution in terms of 50,000 unknown functions. And you need that complexity if you're trying to find, if you're trying to design an aircraft which is has so-called stealth properties, to represent the full structure of the aircraft and make certain your answers reliable, you'll need a pretty accurate expansion, because you obviously wish to make the radar cross-section small everywhere, and it would be embarrassing if you admitted some hot spot which was very small and therefore not represented properly by your expansion. Another area where this type of approach is used is design of high-frequency analog circuits like you have in, cellular pagers and cellular phones, to try to estimate the electromagnetic noise in the system. And so Motorola does a lot of computational electromagnetics in the part of the business that makes pagers, because they want to make they want to be able to make certain that their circuits don't have unnecessary radiation. Uh, So